Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Welcome to the show. My passion is to see you heal. Now, I care about you, but the truth is, underneath that caring, I am just fascinated with this process. I always have been. It's why I got into this field. And the more you study, the more it just pulls you in. For me, it's where I find God. Dangerous word to say in the perspective of, or the context of science. I kid you not. But nonetheless, it's where I find God. Hopefully in your work, you find God. I find it here. I also find truth. And the truth that I want to give you today is around a concept called cell energy, a word thrown around in nutrition that's relatively meaningless and shouldn't be. A word that asks you, cell energy, a statement or a concept that asks you to understand a little bit more than you understand. Those of you new to the show, my regular audience will tell you this notion of just throw your symptom into the machine and pop out an herbal solution is not what this show is about. Let other shows do that. This show asks you to dig deeper, so you got to put your thinking cap on. For those of you new to the show, straighttalk.cc is the website where I archive the shows. You want to go to that archive after this show and listen to the show again, because the returns are enormous. Lots of people do. As I said, I think for the listeners who are on that site a lot and really trying to study, as so many people are, I'm going to bring a bunch together over the holidays because I want to hear your questions. It will make this extremely reasonable on every level. And I want to hear your questions, because those of you who have been listening to the show for so many years now are getting an education. That was the idea behind the show, to give you an education so you don't have to be enslaved to medical opinions, holistic and allopathic, and just feel like you're a bumbling fool through processes that are so vital to the future of your health, your life. So cell energy, what does it mean? It means the cell, the human cell. Right? Now, this is grammar school. Organs are made of cells, and each of those cells have different functions, thus the different functions in the organ. You don't have to be a scientist to understand that. Within that cell, and when I say cell, I want you to think of a construction site. You guys out there who know construction, handymen, those of you who own construction companies, carpenters, any of you guys that use your hands, understand, when you have a problem with an organ, it means the construction site ain't working well. And it's really that simple. So when you think of a cell, ladies, I want you to think of a kitchen. A kitchen over the holidays, right, is one big construction site. And unfortunately, largely, right, ladies, it's a mess. And you hope to produce the service for the family and relatives, so everyone enjoys a great tasting meal of multiple courses. At least if you're from where I'm from, it was multiple courses, right? The eating went on 4 days. Italian families. For Thanksgiving, they start Wednesday and they end Monday. And that's a beautiful thing, if the food is good. So the kitchen is a massive construction site, just like building a house, just like throwing up a complex, all right? You've got it. Now, when you have a symptom or you have a disease, if you go into the kitchen or the construction site It's more than a mess. It's not just one piece is broken. It's that everything is running el garbage-o. It's not running well. There's no facet of the construction site that you can't look at and say, that's not efficient, that's not efficient, that's not efficient, that's not efficient, and that's not efficient. Now, why do you have to understand this? Why do you spend your Saturday morning listening? And why do I spend my Saturday morning talking? Because this is so important for you to understand. When we say the energy of the cell, when we say cell energy, we mean all those functions inside the cell, at the construction site, in the kitchen, are being done inefficiently. The water is supposed to be boiling and it's not. The pasta is supposed to be separated in the hot water. It's not. Salt was supposed to be added. It wasn't. The tomato sauce was burned. The turkey was overcooked. The turkey was undercooked. The turkey wasn't thawed out, but it was put in the oven frozen. I mean, you can go into every dynamic and say, mistake, 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 mistake. Now the cell? Oh, my God. The human cell? Oh, you think it's like a construction site? It's like a billion construction sites. Cells are busy. You think it's like Christmas kitchen? No, no, no. It's like Christmas kitchen for the world, multiplied into the universe, all with the expectation that all the things that happen are going to happen at the speed of light. Well, I'm exaggerating a little with that, but fast, in perfect synchronicity. That's why it's so almost disgusting that science thinks it's going to go in there and tackle that. You know, one of the themes to the show is science meets God. Now, I've been around long enough, and I won't stop studying till I'm dead, to tell you, science, if it's honest with itself, meets God. It has to. Because we are never, ever, ever going to figure this out. Wherever we're all going, we'll be going there long before we get this figured out. And the minute you're in the cell and you decide there's no God to be found, you're a blind idiot. And that's what most of science, unfortunately, reduces itself to. And then it exalts its little pitiful insights. Now, I mean that in context, because science has made great contributions and will continue to. But I mean it in context. So again, the cell is a busy, 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 busy place. And there are so many multiple reactions occurring at the same time. To be able to go in there and basically say, on the overall added up, this cell, this construction site, this kitchen is grossly inefficient, is what you're facing when you have a disease. It's what you're facing when you have a chronic symptom. I don't care what it is, from low back pain to a brain tumor. Doesn't matter. There's been enough generalized breakdown in multiple systems so that the level of inefficiency is causing messages to go to your brain going, straighten this out, straighten this out, straighten this out, straighten this out. What is the message to the brain, to the higher hypothalamic centers, that demands a response to straighten something out? You know what it's called? It's four letters. Pain. That's what pain is. Pain is a message from the cell, the organ, which is a collection of the cells, to the brain to straighten it out because there's something wrong. That's what pain is. Physical pain, emotional pain, symptomology, chronic symptomology, disease, simple emotional turbulence, heavy emotional turbulence, disease-producing emotional turbulence. It's all a message to straighten it out, to go in there and make that kitchen run efficiently. Now, I'm going to drive this one home. If that's the case, then what are we doing telling people an herb or two across the board is going to make things work? Because sometimes it does. There's the answer. But you see, the point is, that's a myopic view. It's not that it's useless. It's that cliff note solutions only give minimal repair. So if you go in with a cliff note solution, if you go onto the construction site and you come up to the carpenter and you say, no, I want it this way and that way, and then you walk out and you say, job done, straightened it out. Surely the site's working efficiently now. I switched out the carpenter. You see, if you do that, you're not going to get the job done. This is why we have to do much, much better. Now, what does this mean to you, the consumer? What's that mean to you sitting there at breakfast or wherever you are right now, driving in your car? What's it mean to you? What does this concept mean to you when you're looking for a solution that the MD, the hospitals, your orthopedist, your pulmonologist, your cardiologist, whoever else, what does this mean to you when they haven't succeeded and you're listening to health talk radio shows to see if you can get a solution? What does this cell energy concept mean? It means that you're in a process before you're going to see a return. It means that rather than say, I've got a problem with my heart or my liver or my kidney or my joints or my cognitive function, and I'm looking for someone to tell me what to take and do. What do I need to do to fix it? Rather than look at it that way, look at it like I need to rebuild myself to bring up the cell energy. I need to rebuild myself to bring up the cell energy, to bring up the overall efficiency within the cell and all its coordinates. Those are two drastically different ways of approaching health. Do you follow this? Meditate on this. Search yourself on this. Because over two decades of analyzing this, this is where you fail. You're 4 months, 6 months into the process through which you're trying to upgrade all the dynamics of your health, and you're not seeing a change in the symptomology, and therefore you're deciding it's not working. Or worse yet, you're not upgrading all the coordinates of your health. You're just looking for that magical herbal cure because somebody told you somewhere that it'll make a difference. And on the basis of both those failings, you basically drop the ball and slump into depression about something that's taking vital life away from you. And that's what a ton of people do. We have a lot of chronic disease. I'm not imagining this. I'm not making it up. I'm not exaggerating it. I mean, look, we had President Trump on air the other day about all the opioid dependence. He's declared opioid dependence a national emergency. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine a nation that has gotten to the point where its politicians have to announce we have a national emergency based on pain-related opioid-dependent drugs? You got to think about that. You got to think about that the number one and two cause of absence at work each day is irritable bowel syndrome, low back pain, not just the flu. And you got to think about the fact that while we're touting all sorts of notions about living forever and we're doing better than ever, your average person after 60 is on multiple pharmaceutical drugs. And I'm saying to you, your perspectives need to change. And I'm saying to you that right now, what holistic medicine is bringing to you needs to alter its perceptions of reality. You've got to focus on it differently, especially if you've gone to those chronic levels of ache and pain. All right. Take a breath. And welcome to show 336, Cell Energy, What You Must Understand to Heal. Now, if you can, and you're on the site, look at the pictures. The first picture I put is that of a human cell. And inside that human cell like out of construction.